Nolte, Majority Say Media Enemy of the People, Parrot Biden Talking Points. By John Nolte on March 23, 2024. A clear majority of Americans agree that the media are truly the enemy of the people. That includes 30% who strongly agree and 30% who somewhat agree. Only 36% disagree. Yep, the American people are getting red-pilled. Among black voters, 49% agree the media are truly the enemy of the people. Even 41% of Democrats agree. This number should truly worry the corporate media. 61% of those aged 18 to 39 agree. No age group polled higher. The media's future customers are already onto them. For those wondering why a majority see the media as the enemy of the people, allow me to explain it this way. They believe that because the media are the enemy of the people. How else are we to look at an institution desperate to censor us, mutilate our kids at the altar of their trans gods, replace us with illegal aliens, open the prisons, meddle in elections, disqualify our candidates from appearing on a ballot, and encourage the assassination of our candidates? How else are we to look at the people behind this? Russia collusion hoax. Hands up, don't shoot hoax. Jussie Smollett hoax. Covington KK kids hoax. Very fine people hoax. 7-hour gap hoax. Russian bounties hoax. Trump trashes troops hoax. Policemen killed at mostly peaceful January 6th protest hoax. Rittenhouse hoax. Eating while black hoax. Border agents whipping illegals hoax. NASCAR news hoax. The Georgia Jim Crow 2.0 hoax. Trump assaulted Secret Service agents and grabbed steering wheel of beast hoax. MAGA assaulted Paul Pelosi hoax. COVID lab leak theory is racist hoax. Hunter Biden's laptop is Russian disinformation hoax. Joe Biden will never ban gas stoves hoax. COVID deaths are overcounted as a conspiracy theory hoax. Mass graves of Native children in Canada hoax. The Trump killed all the fish hoax. Hamas hospital hoax. John Fetterman is healthy hoax. If re-elected, Trump will execute people hoax. The Alpha Bank hoax. Libs of TikTok murdered non-binary teen hoax. The Aaron Rodgers Sandy Hook truther hoax. The bloodbath hoax. The media hate normal people. The media lie to us. Therefore, the media are our enemy. Always have been. Some of us have been telling you that for decades. Some of you didn't listen. Sounds like you're listening now. Rasmussen reports also asked these same 1,114 likely voters between March 18th to 20th the following. How likely is it that the major news media's political coverage is dictated by talking points from the Biden campaign? Get a load of this. 63% say it is very, 42%, and somewhat, 21%, likely the media parrot the Biden campaign's talking points. Only 29% disagree. Only 29%. Among black voters, an astonishing 59% agree that Biden's campaign talking points dictate the media's political coverage, as did 67% of young voters, 18 to 39, and 50% of Democrats. Democrats. In other words, the media are no longer fooling anyone. Rasmussen also pulled on the bloodbath hoax. More amazing numbers. Even in our 50-50 country, a clear plurality of 49% understood the correct context. That Trump used a well-known economic term, bloodbath, to describe the economic turmoil his fraudulency Joe Biden is creating in the auto industry with his environmental superstitions. Video, fake news freakout. Leftist media hoax over Trump's bloodbath comment. What did he actually say? Only 40% say they believe Trump's bloodbath comment pertained to widespread political violence. 8 maybe even 4 years ago, that number would have been a statistical tie. In the past, Trump generated so much hate that half the voting population didn't care about the truth. They just wanted to believe the worst about bad orange man. The fact that the number against him with the bloodbath comment is only 40% tells me the anger is not what it was. It also tells me the media cannot manipulate people into the same kind of anger they could in 2016 and 2020. Good heavens, only 46% of black voters say they believe Trump was threatening violence, while 37% agree with the economic context. In the past, that number would have been 70-30 against Trump. This is a very different year from 2016 and 2020. Borrowed Time is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available on Kindle and audiobook.